Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he met with the president last night. Jeffries, in a letter to House lawmakers, says he expressed concerns and conclusions his caucus has about the path forward. ABC's Catherine Falders has more.
Jeffries does not say if he told Biden to remain in the race or drop out. He leaves that portion out of it. But what he says is that the discourse that House Democrats have been having behind the scenes, he writes, has been candid, clear-eyed, and comprehensive. This is what he was saying. At least he conveyed that to the president in their meeting on Thursday.
AT&T disclosing new details in that 2022 breach. The company says hackers managed to download records related to customer calls and text messages, but claims no specific details of those calls and texts or personal information was compromised. And after a failed satellite launch last night in California, the FAA has grounded SpaceX until it can determine what went wrong. This is ABC News. Faith Abube. The manhunt is over for a suspect accused in the ambush killing of a Texas sheriff's deputy.
Deputy Fernando Esquedo was investigating the pistol whipping of a worker at a pizza restaurant.
He was relentless in going after a serious offender that had harmed a young man just because they got a simple order wrong.
Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says that when Esquedo tracked down 44-year-old Ronnie Palmer,
it appears he was ambushed,
shot, and killed. Hours later, Palmer was taken into custody. Esquedo leaves behind a family that includes a sister who's also a sheriff's deputy. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Dollar General will pay $12 million in fines and will upgrade safety protocols after reaching a deal with the Labor Department. A recent study found more than 200 people were killed or injured at its stores over a 10-year period, including during robberies. The company must also hire more safety managers and establish a health and safety committee. That agreement covers all of the 20,000 stores. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A new report examined the rollout of the 988 mental health crisis line in each state, including Wisconsin. The revamped National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is nearing its second anniversary. While the report from the mental health advocacy organization Inseparable said progress is needed, it noted the change was a critical step toward providing better care. For Wisconsin's operation, the findings show the call answer rate is 77%, below the desired level of 90%. Abigail Spangers, executive director of the La Crosse Lighthouse Peer Run Respite and Warm Line, noted, quote, 988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently, because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check, end quote. She pointed out in some cases, the caller is simply looking for someone to talk with. The report found nationally, more than 80% of calls to 988 are resolved over the phone, and for those who require mobile response teams, 70% are resolved in the field. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kyle L. Washa, 40, of Prentice, passed away unexpectedly on Monday, July 1st, in Phillips. Kyle is survived by his parents, his siblings, Beau, Luke, and Mitchell Washa, and by many other loved family members and friends. A celebration of life for Kyle will be held from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, July 27th at the Prentice Recreation Center in Prentice. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kyle L. Washa, 40, Prentice. Annabelle Annie Vichetich Weishen passed away on July 6th after a six-year battle with Alzheimer's. She is survived by her children, Barbara Vichetich, Paul Vichetich, Daniel Vichetich, and Julie Vichetich. Further survived by her stepchildren, Cynthia Piotrowski and Michael Weishen, and survived also by six grandchildren. There will be a massive Christian burial at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on July 16th at 11 a.m. There will not be a visitation before the service. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Annabelle Annie Vichetich Weishen. Donna Mae Hessler, age 94, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, July 10th at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. She is survived by her five nieces and further survived by her sister-in-law and many great nieces and nephews and two great-great nephews. Funeral Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Tuesday, July 23rd, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held on Tuesday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Donna Mae Hessler, age 94, Park Falls. The Celebration of Life service for Raymond C. Dumbs, age 85, who passed away on June 4th, has now been set. Celebration of Life will be this Saturday, July 13th, at the Park Falls American Legion Post at 1 p.m. There will be a visitation held from noon until the Celebration of Life. This has been the Celebration of Life notice for Raymond C. Dumbs, age 85. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special, Fire Roasted Prime Rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium-rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime? Wow. It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country.com. dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98qcountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Oh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sitting comfortably warm today, high temperatures will rise to those mid-80s. Small shot of some showers are possible this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, and that's going to dominate throughout the day. Then, shower and storm chances increase as we go through the day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
Complete Auto Repair on 9th Street South in Park Falls, Wisconsin is your go-to for all your automotive needs. Chris and his team handle everything from brakes, exhaust, electrical diagnosis, and AC service to general maintenance. They also specialize in motors and transmissions. Take advantage of daily specials like $50 off front and rear pad and rotors, and up to $100 off on a complete brake job. Plus, Chris passes on any discounts to his loyal customers. Visit Complete Auto Repair for top-notch service from tires to tune-ups on 9th Street South in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Bader's Sports Center in Phillips is the place this Northwoods summer for tents, fishing gear, and all outdoor supplies. Stay warm with thermal clothing. Keep food cold and safe with high-quality coolers. Time to update the tackle box? Bader's has quality rods and reels and the best live bait and lures to help you catch everything from panfish to bass, walleye, and the real game fish. Bader's is also a DNR license agent, meaning they are a true one-stop shop to prepare for a weekend of woods and water. Visit Bader's Sports Center 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
The Brewers avoid a no-hitter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff, and he just did a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command.
composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's best country.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars.
Fisher.
98Q Country.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Let's get to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spent it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just praying she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, weren't really trying, next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know. More in love than you've ever been, with a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Oh,
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey. I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive, some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does, in my t-shirt, and it killed me. And I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you, can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough, but some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living like you never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living.